I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now on the buyersafety.com hotline is the man who talked about omelets yesterday at the end of that shutout in Indy, Brad Sham. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm all right, Sean. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. Do you believe in the concept of a letdown game? We do. A lot of fans don't want to hear it. They're professional athletes. They get paid to go out there and bust their butt every single week. But I believe that that can't be maintained for a long period of time. Do you?
No, I agree with you. I completely agree with you, and I think that they were gonna have a bad game sooner or later, and probably lose. Now that's 3 hours we can't ever get back. But I think it makes sense. They're not a juggernaut. Let's go back to leaving Oxnard. Was anybody saying they were gonna make the playoffs? And then at 3-5, we were just killing everybody. We weren't even going to fire them. That was too good for them. And then so now here they are on the cusp. And, you know, the players had kind of admitted it after the game. None of them knew that going in consciously. But all the quotes I saw were along the lines of wake-up call. And, you know, we needed to get slapped in the face a little bit. And the proof will be in the pudding of the next 2 weeks, but it makes perfect sense to me. The Colts, 1-5 with their quarterback not being able to really throw the ball well. Finally got healthy, won 5 in a row, got shut out by Jacksonville, for crying out loud. Now they've come back and ended 5-game winning streaks of both the Texans and the Cowboys. That's just the way the league is. So, yeah, I completely agree with you.
What surprised you more yesterday, the offense getting shut down to that degree or the Colts with 178 yards rushing against the number two ranked rushing defense?
That, because when you go back and look, and I haven't watched all the tape, but just watching the replays as the game went along, the guys are just getting blocked out of the way and missed. There was a play, I think it was on the Colts' first series, and I don't remember if they threw the ball to Mack or if he ran it around the right end, and Chido Awuzie's got him like at the line of scrimmage and just falls off. And then I saw Jalen Smith get blocked completely out of the frame a couple of times, and that is a mindset. That's just, it's you know, you didn't know it during the week, but we're not here today. The offense could have scored. The shutout itself, yeah, is it embarrassing? For them, it is. But if it was 23-3, would anybody feel better?
No.
Right. So, you know, I'd like to have seen how the game would have unfolded if Olawale had caught the ball on the goal line or if Hearns and Prescott had hooked up on that first possession, third down, back shoulder fade. Like to see, but it didn't. They did not have the wherewithal to make those plays yesterday, and so all of them go in the stink box for a week. And I'll be surprised if they don't come out and play very differently Sunday.
Brad Sham joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Pat Doney filling in for RJ this morning. All right, Brad. Shocking. I'm going to be the voice of positivity here on this morning, and I want to ask you about Ezekiel Elliott. You've watched a lot of running backs play for a long time. 128 yards yesterday with guys that I've never heard of blocking for him. What are you seeing from this guy? Just how special is he, and where would you put him, you know, right now at this point in his career against some of the best that you've seen in your time calling games?
You know, Pat, it's a great question. It's not fair to put him against the greats after 3 years, but he is really special. And the thing that impresses me most about him is I think, now I don't pretend to know him real well, we don't hang, but I think that he is growing up. I think he is maturing. I think he's a much different guy. I think I don't know what he's doing in his private time, but I know we're not reading about it. Mm-hmm. And I think there are things like you saw the picture of him stopping and taking his cleats off and signing them for the little kid after the game.
Yeah.
I mean, there are little things like that. I think he's grown up, and I think he knows that the year, basically, that he, even though he played in more than half the games last year, it was basically a lost year because he was so distracted and everything, but he can't ever get that back, and they're precious. I think he understands that, and it's not just that he's running hard. I think he's becoming a voice of leadership in the locker room, and so those things impress me even more because his physical gifts are really impressive. But the things that he has to do, the things that he does at running back, whether he's running it or catching it, involve will. Those extra little reaches, like the first down last week that set up the winning score, that fourth down, and I didn't think he got it.
Yeah.
They only got it because he just fought for that extra few inches to get the first down. That's just will. And that when you put that kind of will with what he is physically able to do, that's really impressive. He's a special guy.
Cowboy Hour tonight is at 6 o'clock with a dynamic duo, Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, combining for 4 catches, 32 yards, and Amari had all of it. Did Laufenberg had anything to say, or have you seen or heard how Amari and Gallup really got shut down and limited in this one?
We didn't have a lot of conversation about it because we were trying to figure out how in the heck all this was happening. I will say this. Under Matt Eberflus, most of the year, Indianapolis has been a cover two team. And they played almost no cover two yesterday until the very end of the game. So I think part of the thing that happened with the offense was I think that the Colts probably threw some. Now Jason might tell you differently in a half an hour, but I think the Colts threw some things at them that they really didn't know exactly how to adjust to, and that's a learning experience for them. And when you put that in a game where they're coming off the five, I don't know how you play with the intensity they did just for two against the Saints and the Eagles and not mentally say to yourself, whew, okay, deep breath. And that you can't take a deep breath or you get something like that. So that was a surprising part of the game, the fact that there were no, they didn't look at Gallup. And when I say they, it really mostly comes down to Dak because, remember, every play has got like 5 options on it. Every pass he throws, there's 4 other things in the route tree. And coaches now do get sometimes caught up in, okay, well, we want to get it to this guy, but right now this option is better. And then at the end of the game, they say, well, we should have got it to that guy. They used to say that about Witten when he was in his early years. Throw it to him, for crying out loud, if you want to throw it to him. But I don't think there's a reason, but I don't think it'll happen again.
Brad Sham, voice of America's team, every Monday with Sean and RJ. Last week, we both gave Dak about a B- after the Philly game. How do you assess this performance?
You know, I don't know that it was that much worse. The things that he wasn't loose with the football. I don't think he ran with it at all, though, did he?
Nope.
And so again, some of that's on him, some of that's on them. I might have to downgrade him to a C because they didn't score.
Yeah.
And you know, the throw to Olawale has got to be a little bit better. But I mean, he did some things that could have won. There were some drops. He had a few more drops than he usually gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy's raising his hand in victory because we've been debating the Olawale throw. Bassett got killed for criticizing it. Me and Pat were like, no, man, you got to catch that.
You got to catch
10
that
out
ball.
Of 10 times.
Both things are true. It was not a good throw, and the ball has to be caught. It was in his hands. So both things are true.
All right, tonight, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, and we'll be in the concourse of the Ford Center with Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup.
Awesome. Thank you for waking up with us.
Absolutely.
Brad Sham.
Thanks, Brad.
Byers.
Okay, Pat. Good to talk to you.
Safety.com hotline every single Cowboys Monday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.